Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Kar se do na chala ladli ka, kya nazara hai ye zindagi ka. Kar se do na chala ladli ka, kya nazara hai ye zindagi ka. کتنے نازوں سے پالا تھا ہم نے ہر طرح سے سنبھالا تھا ہم نے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے ہائے ہم سے جدا ہو رہی ہے گھر کی یادوں میں وہ کھو رہی ہے آج بابل کا رونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو آج بابل کا رونا نہ پوچھو اور ماں کا تڑپنا نہ پوچھو گھر سے ڈولا چلا لادلی کا کیا نظارہ ہے یہ زندگی کا پیاری پیاری وہ گڑیا بھی چھوٹی پیاری پیاری وہ گڑیا بھی چھوٹی ہائے بچپن کی سفیاں بھی جھوٹی سونا سونا ہوا گھر کا آنگن لے گیا اس کو ساجن سونا سونا ہوا گھر کا آنگن سونا سونا
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Tuesday morning It's that time of the morning And that's our the bliss of marriage Yes, my name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia My beloved engineer, none other than Brother Bonface It's a beautiful overcast this Tuesday morning here in the land of Asia Johannesburg, the 23rd of Sha'ban 1442. Everyone is excited waiting for the holy blessed month of the month of Ramadan corresponding to the 6th of April 2021. I want to welcome the beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I want to welcome the beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. And of course, I want to welcome our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning. Remember our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners +27 84 786 3132. Ustad, welcome to the program. The bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
A mother says, Ustad, can a husband force his wife to wear parda? My son-in-law, who is a Hafiz al-Quran, he's forcing my daughter to wear parda, Ustad, knowing that she is not in niqab, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kala, auntie, when one studies the noble Quran, you should make a note of this reference, chapter 33, verse 59. And Surah 24, verse 31. Once more, chapter 33, verse 59, and Surah chapter 24, verse 31. Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qulli azwajik, tell your honorable wives, Wa banatik, your beloved daughters, Wa nisa'il mu'mineen, and the believing men, their women, so our mothers, daughters, wives, sisters, Yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin, that they must wear the hijab, the parda, the niqab, all that is included in this verse, as mentioned by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And if you want an academic discussion regarding this verse and what it really means, our Honorable Ustad, who passed away a few weeks ago, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah, in Rawa'iul Bayan, has written a wonderful thesis and wonderful article on this, Bid'ah to Kashfil Wajhi, it is haram for the lady to expose her face. Then in Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse 31, Almighty Allah states, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جُيُوبِهِنَّ, that the women must cover their bosoms, their breast and chest and so forth, not only with a dress, with another garment as well. So it shows for the lady to expose her beauty in front of all and sundry is not permissible. So what your son-in-law is doing is right. He is telling your daughter she must wear the hijab, she must wear the niqab and so forth. We should not be objecting, Kala Masi. We should be happy, Alhamdulillah, in this day and this age where people are telling their wives and daughters to wear the bikini and to wear miniskirt and to wear and doll up like the Western culture. Yea, your son-in-law is telling her to do that which the Quran Sharif taught us, which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us. So therefore, you should be happy about it, and you should not be saying that, no, he is compelling my daughter to do so, but Allah compelled it, Allah made it compulsory, the parda, the hijab, the niqab. So you should be happy and delighted about this. Alhamdulillah, my son-in-law is bringing my daughter nearer and nearer to deen. So that is what deen is all about, where we encourage one another to do that which Almighty Allah commanded us to do. And the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, the golden rule, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to any creation, whether it's a president, prime minister, king, ruler, parents, teacher, when it leads to a sin against the creator. So that is very good what your son-in-law is doing. Read two rakat salatu shukr and tell your daughter as well. She should be reading two rakat of gratitude and read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud abundantly. Almighty Allah will enhance the marriage, and if all parties are sincere, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Acting for Ustad. If a woman has no means of income, can that woman work while in iddat? Please, Mufti Sahab. Ustad.
Remember that your husband passed away, and then the iddat period from time of death is 130 days. And now if that lady is really stranded, and now the husband also was poor, there was not much in the estate, so still is not permissible for her to go and work. You, the Muslim community, first of all, your parents, your family members should be helping you, assisting you when you are in iddat. And if they are also in dire straits, then your extended family, your uncle, aunties, whoever, and if they also don't want to help, then the Muslim Ummah is there. So we got millions and billions of rains of zakat, so you then will be entitled to take zakat if you are really in dire straits and so forth. So there's no permissibility for you to go and work whilst you are in idda, or even after the idda expires, not permissible.
So Ustad, is a talaq valid if I keep denying to my wife that I haven't sent any talaq SMS? Ustad, anonymous brother.
If you are telling her that you have not divorced her, or she is posing a question to you, did you send a talaq, and you are saying no, you did not send, meaning nor by letter, nor by WhatsApp, nor by SMS, so then the nikah is still valid. But if you are lying to her, then you must remember that talaq is valid, even though you are lying. So we should not be taking this lightly. Remember that if you are taking it lightly, then there's fear that your nikah will be broken, and worse, that you can even lose your iman if you are playing fools with the commandments of Almighty Allah. Nikah, talaq, all these are serious business and not something to be joked about. Therefore, the Quran Kareem in that very context says, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. Do not take the verses of Allah as a joke and start mocking it. Totally unacceptable.
I see. Anonymous says, dear Mufti Saab, people are good pretenders. They pretend to be good and pious before marriage and outside the home. Ustad, anonymous sister.
Yes, 100%. Therefore, we always told you for the past 20 years, Alhamdulillah, we are telling you three things. You, the girls' party, ladies' party, should not just look at the car he came with, or the kurta, or the turban, or whatever. So, remember, you must make mashura, that you discuss with your parents, you discuss with the people who know this boy, from where he comes, contact the ulama, and so forth. So, do your homework, and still you can go ahead and make istikhara. You must remember if you still got doubt. And third one, you must remember that you must ask him that where does he read his salat, what is his income, and so forth and so on. So in that way there, then you can contact the relevant parties, and that will make life easy. But the reality of it is this. The men, I know it's true what you are saying, that many of them, I don't say all, but I'll say many of them pretend. I know in our family, one day a person came and he hardly used to read any salat, maybe Jumma salat only. So it was a Sunday and he asked them, what time is Zuhur? And they told him, quarter to one. He said, you know, my habit is before Adhan, I must be in the masjid. But he never read any salat besides Jumma salat in a week. So they were so impressed and they gave their daughter, and then the rest is history. The marriage didn't last because he was lying through his teeth. But the people are also so gullible. Next one is that you, the ladies, you also, your intention many a time is also an ulterior motive, hidden agenda, that peep what car he came with. Go check out, you understand, how is his shoes looking, and how's this, how's that. So the whole thing is not based on, you must remember, the deen, but it is based on mal and jamal. Mal, the material wealth, and jamal, the handsomeness, or for the boy's side, the beauty of the lady. So that's why our intentions become tainted, polluted as well. So follow Islam. Yes, they can be mal, wealth, no problem. They can be jamal, beauty, and happiness and handsomeness. But don't make that priority number one. Fazfar bidhati deen. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will be successful when you make deen, the piety, the character, the belief structure. The person must belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, must not be a person who's a Qadiani or a Shia or Aga Khani and all these type of characters. So all these, so our advice will be to both sides and both parties.
Ustad, anonymous says that she's going to record you, Mufti Saab. She says, if a woman's husband has an affair with another woman and the wife finds out, Ustad, and forgives him, and he touches the Quran, he won't ever do it again. And the following week, the wife finds out he's doing it again. What should be the best solution? Anonymous sister, Ustad.
Remember where the husband admits he had an affair, and then when the wife, you understand, sort of put him in a corner, he said, okay, I touched the Quran, I will not do this again, meaning he took an oath, and thereafter he continued with it. So that husband there, the Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 24, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 26. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. The impure man for the impure woman, and the immoral woman for the immoral man. So that husband is Khabith. First thing, he has to pay kafara, he has to feed 10 poor Muslims, he must give them 400 rand, 440 rand each, or 500 rand will be better, 50 rand each for the 10 poor Muslims. That's for desecrating the sacred name of Almighty Allah. Then you, the wife, what are your options? You got 3-4 options. Either you forgive him, either you go for temporary separation, you tell him you're going to your parents' house, and then if you want to reconcile, you make conditions. Or third one, remember, you can demand and request a talaq, a divorce, because you are tayyibah, you are pure, and why must you stay with this khabith and immoral, impure husband? Or the fourth one, you must remember that you get al-ulama involved and the tribunal, and then you apply for a fasakh, an annulment of marriage. So all these options are open for you. You must decide which option you want to exercise. So Islam does not say the husband can continue with his adultery. Adultery is punishable by death in Islam. Remember, the male or female. And also remember that it is unanimous decision according to all four schools. There's no difference of opinion on that. So therefore, why must you stay with such a person? He might have AIDS, he might have sexually transmitted diseases. Then when you fulfill your conjugal rights, then all that will come into you. So these are many, many issues you have to look at. You might have children. Do you want the children to have such a father, or do you want to give him another chance? So all these are issues. You must decide which option you want to exercise.
Ustad, brother in Islam says that, dear Mufti Saab, we need to come and see you urgently. We made mashwara and we got our daughter married about 2 weeks ago. And she's only 18. She turned 19 this week. But now there's problems in the marriage. I don't think the boy is serious with her. What do we do as parents, Ustad? My daughter is heartbroken, Ustad.
Remember that me, for the past 20 years, when we were in Newcastle for 20 years with the help and mercy of Allah, so I used to do the fatawa and verdicts for the Darulum with Allah's help, and Muqasim Sema used to sign it off. Allah Ta'ala grant our Hazrat Muqasim Sema Jannatul Firdaus.
Ameen.
And there also, that any matters of this, fasakh and all, so we used to hand it over to Muqasim Sema. He used to sit with the parties. Once, twice, I remember, he told me, come sit here and see what's happening, and so forth. But he was doing everything. We were just like, you know, observers and so forth. Even here, for the 20 years, with Allah's help, we are here in Lanesia. We don't get involved in this. You must remember that people come to our house, and then the husband is there and the wife is there, then day and night I'll be busy with all these things here. You got so many organizations, you got the Jamiyat, you got this organization, the Darul Looms, and so many other organizations. So you go to them and tell them, this is what has happened. Your daughter is 2 weeks married only, and now there seems to be rows and ructions between the husband and wife. We don't know what went wrong, and so forth. So please, that we will, I'll give you advice over the radio, as we're doing now, or over the WhatsApp and so forth, and that's all. Further than that, you can't come here, and that I'll just tell you, no, Maaf, I don't have the time, and I don't do these things here. So that's one side of the coin. Second side, I don't know your daughter, I don't know you, I don't know your son-in-law, but as an independent observer, 1-2 advices I will give. You know, don't only listen to your daughter's side of the story. Your daughter said he did this. Fine, I'm not saying she's lying, but remember, normally what happens is that the women, they tend to also exaggerate and add masala, and, you know, add a lot of spice to it. So you must speak to your son-in-law and ask him what is the real problem, and so forth and so on. Did he hit her? Normally, If a lady phones me and she tells me that, you know, I have problem, she's married 2 weeks, 2 years, 20 years, I tell her, just hold it there. I want to ask you 3 questions. Is your husband having an affair? She says no. Is your husband on drugs, on alcohol and all that? She says no. Is your husband hitting you, assaulting you? She says no. Then I say, stay in the marriage rather than give it another chance, and so forth and so on. Because if he's assaulting her, or he's on drugs and all these type of things, or having an affair, so that are very serious, serious things. Then you can look for other options. But in normal cases, there will be some ups and downs and so forth. So I don't know, but to be fair, that's what I'm trying to tell you, oh father or mother, that you should listen and give your son-in-law also a chance to explain, and rather have a meeting with him and then go forward. You see, as I told you, I don't know you, right? I don't know your son-in-law. But let us be honest. We take South Africa, we take the world, and today our daughters are brought up in a lap of luxury. Never ever did the father shout them, scream at them, do this, do that, and so forth. So one day after the marriage, you understand, there was certain thing, and the husband was very, very disappointed, and he started shouting, screaming, and now this lady say, but look at this man, how he's behaving, and thus, and all these type of things. So you must explain to your daughter that this will happen, and it's not a cause that now you have to break the marriage, you have to adjust in the marriage, and so forth. So many a time, the way we brought our daughters up, very, very spoiled they are, and then once the husband just blows a gasket and so forth, so then we think that no, he's doing. So this will happen, remember that in a marriage. I don't know you, but I'm explaining to you the practicalities of life, the vicissitudes, the ups and downs that will go on. So rather, as parents, you make jorna than torna. Rather, you save the marriage than break the marriage. That is my advice to you.
See, the father says that she's the apple of my eye, Mufti Saab. Yes, as a father, I did spoil my daughter. But of course, Mufti Saab, if she wants something, the husband also must give her. Why did he get married to my daughter, Ustad?
Yes, but you must remember that if she wants something, the husband must give her. But if there's something, Baji, that is way beyond the husband can afford, and so forth, so obviously, then she must not be demanding and all that. She has to go into that marriage, build up in that marriage, and so forth. And once she wins the heart of the husband, then the husband will give it to her without her asking. Khidmat se khuda milta hai. Make more and more khidmat of your husband in permissible things, then win the heart of your husband, you will win the debit card, credit card, everything. Believe you me, that is what will happen. But now today we want to demand already, then you see, then there's rows and ructions. So anyway, so as I told you, that is my advice to you.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I like that debit card and credit card stand. Anonymous says, Mufti Saab, my parents long divorced, and now my mother wants to remarry. Mufti Saab, I am shocked and devastated. My mother is 50, and now she and my childhood friend want to get married. He says he had a crush on her since he was 18. Anonymous, Ustad.
So if your mother is 50 years old and she wants to get married, so she's not committing a crime, you know. So she also has a need, she has a desires and so forth. So she must just speak to her father or her brother or her uncle, her chacha, her kaka, paternal uncle. So they agree and then she can marry. But this Mota, yeah, he's 20 years old, 25 years old, and he's your friend, but he was a friend only kali kali with you, spaza, as they will say, that he was actually timing your mother, it looks like. That's what he's trying to tell you. So obviously, that is not right what he was doing. But anyway, if she is happy, he is happy, and your family, that your uncle and them give permission, or your grandparent, father give permission, and then she gets married. So you, the children, you should not, you understand, complain. One advice you must give your mother. Mother, see, we are not 100% in agreement and encouraging you to get married. We are here, we are prepared to take care of you, everything. But you are going to get married, it's a bed you made. It could turn out to be a bed of roses and it could turn out to be a bed of thorns. Then don't come to us and say that, no, why you didn't tell me, and so forth and so on. So you should should be honest to your mother and tell him that this guy had evil intentions even before, while your father was alive and so forth. So all these things you should inform your mother, and you as a son or a daughter or whatever should not be alone with your mother. Take your other siblings and tell your mother that what your true feelings are, and then she might change her mind. You know, honesty is the best policy.
Allahu Akbar. I see Bob from Nigel says, Mufti Sahib, did our Fatima get your debit card and credit card to start?
Everything, you know. Sometimes it's embarrassing for me when I'm going to a place and I see a beggar, I want to give 2 rand, 5 rand. I say, bring the 2 rand, 5 rand. I don't have anything by me. Allah. But I also want it like that. You understood? Because I'm too clumsy, I lose everything. You understood? So that is why I'm telling you that when the lady, she makes khidmat, you must remember that, then in that way there, the husband will give everything to her. But today, we sometimes become too demanding, the lady, and we want to dominate the husband from the start, so then the gasket blows, and then things turn sour. So wait for a little while, and then win his confidence, the love will increase, and then slowly, slowly, you will see he will start giving you more and more. So that is a big problem nowadays, where we start not requesting, we start demanding. There's a big difference between that also.
I say, dear Mufti Sahab, I am so upset at the way some of our menfolk are, Mufti Sahab. As a woman, it is our place to stay at home and look after our children. But they don't give us nafaka or spend on us as yet. We are forced to go look for work, but they have money for their side girlfriends, Mufti Sahab. Where are the real men, anonymous sister?
100% I agree with you, but one place we'll have to disagree with you. You can't say that this is for all cases and paint all the men with the same brush. That's wrong. You must say that some men or many men do this, and we'll agree with you till there. You know, every day when I leave here, quarter to six or so, in the morning with Mohan Arafat's program, mashallah, Allah to reward them, then I go to the masjid here, Jami Masjid, and then I give them some advices. You know, yesterday was a public holiday, what they call it, Allah knows, Easter Monday or what have you, but anyway, it was a holiday. I said, my brothers, I quoted one Quranic verse, one hadith, and then I gave advice. I'm going to give you the whole thing. I said, Quran Sharif, all my Allah teaches us, Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 19, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect, with justice, and so forth. So how will you know you are treating them well? I say, the way you want and you desire, your son-in-law must treat your daughter, treat your wife even better than that, then you will know you're doing the right thing. Second one, I quoted the hadith of Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. What a genius she was. 2,210 ahadith through the different chains of transmission she reported. At a young age, you must remember that when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, the demise took place. She, Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, was only 18 years old. So you must remember that she narrated, reported all this, and she set the precedent, giving the ummah that what this is what Nabi alayhi salam used to do, to show what is the precedent for the ummah, for humanity and posterity. So she states, Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum, wa ana khayrukum li ahali. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and children. And I, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am the best to my wives and my children. The hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So I said, this is the barometer. This is the criteria in Islam. People can say we are good, but if our wife and children say we are bad, by all mighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are bad. And the world can say we are bad, but remember, our wives, our children say we are good. By all mighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salam, we are good. Imagine what Islam is teaching us. Next point, yesterday I was speaking about, I said, brothers, let us be honest, how much quality time did we spend with our wives? How much quality time did we spend with our sons, with our daughters? We just say, do this, and finish. And we buy their love. We don't share love, we buy their love. Take this money, buy iPad, buy iPhone, want buy this, and so forth. So that is not the way. So what happens is, now when they have too much money, they have too much leisure time, so the wife is gone old, she's gone a little bit out of shape, no more so slim and trim, so now they look for other activities, that extramarital activities, extramarital affairs, premarital affairs. Before they get married, also they were busy, haram. And now they married, again they want to be busy. So all that is totally haram, and therefore I always mention to you, for fornication before marriage, when you do haram, fornication, zina, 100 lashes in public, Surah 24 verse 2, to show you the seriousness of the crime. And after marriage, adultery, then is punishable by death for both parties, this is male and female. So understand the consequences and ramifications. How stingy, this is the question. Now the lady says how stingy they are with their own wives and children, but for their girlfriends, for their sports, for their entertainment, for all that they'll have money, but for their wives they won't have money. So is that not a sin? Obviously it's a sin. Therefore, when we perform nikah, so before the nikah, we give some advices and we tell the husbands to be, listen, you're paying the mahar now, 1 kruger coin, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, mahar Fatimi, whatever. So is not you pay the mahar now, the marital gift, and then forget. Every week, every month, every second week, every second month, whatever you can afford, give your wife something without her asking. And that is what Islam is teaching. Tahadu, tahabu. Give gifts to one another, and that will generate and enhance the love. And the husband, wife, there will be arguments, disagreement. For innal hadiyata tuthibu dwagain. When you give the gifts, it removes that malice, rancor, and hatred. It's authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. So therefore, we the men are guilty. Now, one more, then I'm finished. You see, there is Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, is a sahabi, and his wife is Hinda, radiallahu anhu, this is in Bukhari Sharif. She came and said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this Abu Sufyan is Rajulul Mumsikun. That, and you know, Rajul is very, very like Shahihun, very stingy, don't want to spend on me, the wife, and so what does I do? Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Khudi bil Ma'ruf. Then you go to his money and you help yourself. But remember, in this day, this age, we have to be very careful. So I tell the wife, if really your story is true, then you help yourself with your husband's money, but not both hands, with one hand. Because you must gonna do with both hands, then there'll be bigger problem. So little bit you take from there, even though he never gave permission, because he's so hard with his money and so forth. So that will be acceptable as a last resort. And I gave you the reference of Bukhari Sharif. So that is what Islam is teaching.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Dear Mufti Sahab, I am very upset and disgusted. I caught my husband chatting to another woman. I confronted him, Mufti Sahab, and he said he broke contact with her. But now the idiot husband saved her number as somebody else, Ustad, as somebody like a Mufti's name, whatever, and thinks I'm stupid, Mufti Sahab. Why would all men do this part of the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, Ustad?
Yes, sometime I told you the story, you must remember, the wife went to the husband's phone, and beautiful lady, and she phoned, so it turned out to be the mother. Then you must remember, gorgeous lady, then it turned out to be the wife, and exceptional lady, then it turned out to be the sister. So she was so happy, she said, oh husband, make me maaf, I thought you are busy with other ladies and so forth, but she forgot to check the other one was there, Mr. McKay. Mechanic, you see, Mr. Mechanic was the girlfriend, so the husbands try all these type of tricks, you must remember. So in that way there, you must tell him you want to save this marriage, no more cell phone for you, and no more all the smartphones, you get that Nokia, and in that way there, you can speak and all these things here. How much damage these phones have caused to marriages? People are involved in pornography, people are involved in chat sites, people are tuning up other people. people's daughters, other people's wives and so forth. People will not trust their wife, even they go to toilet with the phone and so forth. Because I told you before, remember that women and money have destroyed this ummah. So when we do it, haram things and so forth. So that is what we need to do. So if your husband is really serious, tell him, no more cell phone for you, or no more iPhone for you, no more all. If you want the phone, you know that old Nokia ones you get, you tell him, take that, and then you can monitor everything and so forth. What good is that marriage? 1 o'clock at night, he's busy texting, sending WhatsApp messages to this girlfriend, to that mistress, to that one, and so forth. And then he will say, no, my darling, but I still love you. So what a darling, darling don't mean anything when you're betraying your wife, daytime and nighttime, and so forth. So you need to take serious action and rebuild the trust. Then only will that marriage work.
Good day. I like your program. Is there a call-in number we can call to speak live on air? I need to get my frustrations out to warn people about the evils found in some men. Anonymous angry sister Ustad.
Yes, send us your WhatsApp, my sister. And remember that is for male and female. So in that way there, that you can vent your anger, everything. Just keep it brief. You know that brevity is the essence of speech. So send us a WhatsApp 084-786-3132. And inshallah, that we will try and address your concerns and so forth. Because we open the lines, then people will take so long and so forth. Then it just goes, it loses the purpose of it. So just send us a WhatsApp, inshallah, and we will try and answer your query.
One more question, Ustad, before we go for an interval. The brother in Lodium says, I heard your early morning program where you said that the non-Muslims are not allowed in Makkah and Medina, maybe because they are impure. But how come you guys allow us as Shias and you guys say that we are kuffar, Ustad, anonymous brother?
So you must remember the Shias are 100% kuffar. They're out of the fold of Islam. Why they're out of the fold of Islam? If you study their books, you will see they say this Quran here is not authentic, and this is written in their most famous kitab that Kulaini wrote in Usulul Kafi, that there are 17,000 verses in the Quran. The Quran only has 6,236 verses. They reject 90% of the ahadith that are mentioned in Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmizi, Nasai, Ibn Majah. They say 90% of the Sahaba, Allah forbid, are murtad. And they curse them. They curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhu. Openly they do that. Then you must remember everything from Kitabul Hudu right up to Kitabul Miras. If you study fiqh and jurisprudence, so our azan is different, our kalima is different, our salat is different. So much so, husband-wife relationship is different. Few days ago, I sent out what your kafir Shia said. He said that the husband, if he sodomizes the wife while she's fasting, then the fast of the wife is valid and no ghusl is compulsive on her. And then he went on and said, وَكَذَلِكَ الْغُلَامِ. If you sodomize a boy and he's fasting, then the fast is valid. So imagine this is your Shia business, backdoor business, to sodomize the wife, sodomize children, homosexuality. Your Khomeini, the kafir non-Muslim, wrote in Tawdihul Masail, which I have by me, he wrote, you can make mut'ah prostitution for 1 hour. So what Muslim you are? So totally out to the fall of Islam, you must remember that. So if you're speaking why they allowed, you must remember their Makkah, Medina. So these are all political decisions, you must remember that. You know the tensions between the two countries, Saudi Arabia and Iran and so forth and so on. So that is expediency. You must remember that is not what the law is of Islam. So how there's TV there, how there's 101 things there. So you must remember that Islam allow that you show movies and all that right by the Haram Sharif. So similarly, you must remember that the Shias coming there, Qadianis also coming. So you will see these ships here. You must remember those Aga Khani guys and those Bori guys, those guys who come with the white head with gold studs on the white head, the Boris, Dawoodis. Since when they are Muslim? 100% Kufar. So they also an offshoot, you must remember, of the Shias. So it's all based on expediency. It's not something that is just justifying that you're Muslim. So Shias, 100% kuffar, and you can quote me anywhere you want to.
I see the brother says, one day we will meet in the court of Allah. Ustad.
So we meet now, my brother, then we'll meet in the court of Allah.
16 minutes to 12 o'clock. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I see Ma from Newcastle says, better go till 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. You're making my morning today in Newcastle. It is very cold, but it's up.
Ma, you know Newcastle is cold and cold. So you must remember that in cold, when it's winter, then it's cold. And Newcastle is famous for its coal also. You know, Koila. So that is famous for that. So alhamdulillah. So Ma, you listen to the program, inshallah, till 12 o'clock. And after 12, we got our new Mawlana, Mawlana Zahid Khan. So he will render the lesson on Hadith Sharif, inshallah, from Riyadu Salihin. And then one of the senior ulama of South Africa from Ispingo, Mauna Harun, Rahimahullah. So his lecture, and then 1 o'clock Adhan, and then you can listen to the tafsir, inshallah. And we're busy with Surah Furqan and verses 31 to 44. And mashallah, so you can listen. And then 1:30 to 2 also is tafsir from the archives, and that is Surah An'am, verses 63 to 69, inshallah. So between 1 and 2, you can listen to tafsir, inshallah.
So, Ustad, the clothing and shoes, must it be brand new or slightly used for zakat, Ustad?
Remember that if it's new, then it's better. And if it's slightly used and so forth, people can use it and so forth, then it's permissible, no problem. But then you must take the current market value and not the highest price. You must take the lowest price. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, when you want to spend in the path of Allah, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 267. See, Allah is teaching us, O uncle, O auntie, O masi, O maso, masaji. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, eh iman walo. 89 times Allah said, does use this phrase, anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. You must spend in the path of Allah the best of what you earn. Don't give rotten things and torn and tattered things. In front, Allah says, wala tayammamul khabith. Don't give that which is khabis, impure, torn, tattered, rotten, expiry date finish and all that. Minhu tunfiqoon. So from that you must spend. That which is pure, not that which is impure. Walastum bi'akhidhihi illa antuhmidu fi. If you were the recipient, then you also would not want to accept it. So just turn the tables the other way around. So we give something rotten, torn, tattered. That person wears the socks, his toes are smiling and all. No. So that's not right. So Surah 2, verse number 267, Almighty Allah has mentioned the criteria when we spend. So how should we spend? So for zakat, try and give that which is new or in good condition, even if it is second hand.
Mufti, my mother-in-law sent me a clip on advice on marriage, but she doesn't send the same message to her son, Ustad, anonymous.
So yes, you must remember that also is wrong. You must remember, O Kala, you must give advice to your son also. You must give advice to your daughter-in-law also. But you, daughter-in-law, you shouldn't hold it against your mother-in-law, that if it's good advices, you must send her a present after that and tell her, O Kala, O Masi, whatever, auntie, that very good advices. Inshallah, I'm going to implement it. And I'm going to tell you that your son, my husband, he also must accept some advices. So you must be a diplomat in that. Turn the negative into positive. So first thing, get a nice present for her. And tell her, Kala, this is a nice present for Ramadan. You see? So in that way, you already won her heart. And then you put the trump card. That how you say these advices you gave you are very good. Inshallah, me and the husband, we both will practice on it, and in that way the message will go through. He also has to listen to the advices.
I see Johannesburg, Ustad. Sister says, I'm 51 years of age. I wish my husband can just be like Mufti AK. This is my dua I make every morning, but he's just not coming the qualities of yours, Ustad. Anonymous sister.
No, we are big sinners and all that. You mustn't make dua like that. You must say he must become like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba. We are non-entities. We simple Simons and so forth. So you mustn't make dua like that. You must say, Ya Allah, give my husband the quality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba and Awliyaullah and that. We big gunegar and big sinners and all that. Don't make dua like that. So therefore, you must, and then you must read what I'm telling you now. Read Surah 25. Verse 74. Read in your sister, read it. You must by heart it and then read it. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses. The husband must read, the wife must read. And such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So that's number one. And then read, Ya wadud, Ya wadud, Ya wadud. Almighty Allah's beautiful 99 names. When you come to Wadud, repeat it abundantly and add the third one now. Allahumma alif bayna qulubina. Ya Allah, bring the ulfa, the mahabba, the mawadda, the love, the compassion within our hearts. Your bodies are meeting, but your hearts are not meeting. When your hearts meet, then there's unity of thought. Then both of you will go in the same direction. Then there won't be conflict, there won't be argument and all that. You will have ittifaq, and then your bed will be a bed of roses. At the moment, there's rows, there's ructions, there's conflict, so the bed becomes a bed of thorns. So try this, Surah 25 verse 74, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, and the last one, Allahumma Alif. You know Alif Bata, Alif Bete, so on the lam put a shadda, tajdeed, Alif Baina Qulubina. So Allah will unite the heart. And more so now with Ramadan coming, so give out 1 rand, 2 rand, 3 rand, and say, oh husband, let's make this a memorable Ramadan, where no fighting, no arguing, no dispute, both of us now, we please Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will see things will change, inshallah.
See, Ustad, I see Vice having a mashallah, a good laugh this morning. He says, tell Mufti Sahab, the sister must make dua to have qualities like Maulana Arafat, Ustad. Don't laugh, Ustad. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, let's go to the next question, Ustad. Somebody says, listening to the bliss of marriage, and we have a power failure. Can you please, Mufti Sahab, send me the podcast after the program, Ustad?
100%, why not? You must just send us a message, WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184. Just write there, podcast BOM, Bliss of Marriage, BOM. Mm-hmm. Podcast BOM, and we'll send it to you. That is our aim. The more people that get there. When people send me questions this morning, somebody said, send me Q&A of last night. Another one says, send me this program. I say, but aren't you on the group? Give me your name and I'll put you on the group. So mashallah, 90% then they give their name and then we add them to the group and then they listen to all the programs. They don't listen to it live. They receive the podcast in their leisure time. They listen to it. So this podcast is very good. So this morning, the youngster came and he told me, he came with his red Porsche, you know. So he told me, you know, all this program you have with Maulana Arafat in the morning, the Q&A, it suits him fine because it's half an hour. So then in the morning he goes from here to Johannesburg and traffic, all that. He say, I listen to it, the whole thing, every day. He say, very interesting, very good. So youngster, mashallah, Wasim Khan, his parents are there in Cape Town. Allah bring them safely. They went for holiday. So by Muhammad Khan and the family. So it shows that we want everybody, the men, the women, the children, youngsters, everybody. So 071-888-1184. So there you will listen how the non-Muslims, they're so interested in Islam, but they just need somebody to explain to them the beauty of Islam.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. I see our brother in Indonesia, Ustad, says that, how come Mufti Sahab, you're no more speaking about Darul Iman? What's happening? When you people started, you were one way speaking about Darul Iman. Are you people losing listenership? Brother from Indonesia, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, the listenership is growing. Therefore, you also listening, my brother.
Subhanallah.
So that, aren't you listening? So the listenership is growing. saying, my brother. You see? So you must remember before you pose questions. In Islam, you have Mawqa-e-Shanasi and Mardam-Shanasi. Mawqa-e-Shanasi, you must look at the occasion. You are invited for a nikah and you spoke everything about talaq. You spoke right from Quran, Hadith and so forth, but was that the occasion to speak about that? No. So therefore, we don't speak of Darul Iman every day when the need arises, when your Maulvis will go to court again, friends of the court, then Darul Iman will come into existence again and we will be right up there to fight you. You see, we sent out a message yesterday, day before yesterday. We absolve ourselves from those people who close the masjid. We told you that Darul Iman is for those issues that affect the ummah and where the need comes to go to the court and all. Every day the membership is increasing. Hada min fadli rabbi. This is the fadl of Allah. And if people like you who are jealous and so forth, so we'll tell you Allah give you hidayat.
Ameen.
So in Islam we say mawqa-e shanasi, you must look at the occasion. And you must look at mardam shanasi, you must see who you're speaking to. You speak to your son, your daughter, you have a different way. You speak to your parents, you speak a different way. So therefore, my brother, you keep on listening. And our listenership is increasing and the membership is increasing. Tell all your cronies there. The listenership is increasing and the membership is increasing. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What happens in the case, Ustad, of when the husband pays for all the food, maintenance, utilities, etc. for the house? The wife has her own business but saves all her money and expects luxuries. But her husband doesn't have much left over after all the household expenses. Can a wife help out with house and kids expenses, or is her income solely for her only, Ustad? Anonymous.
Before we answer that, we thank that brother for bringing up the Darul Iman issue. Long time, maybe I didn't give you the numbers, so let me give you the numbers. Those of you who want to contact us, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in the morning, mashallah, when we do the program, Radio Ansar listeners are there. Now, for Bliss of Marriage, the Sirius FM listeners are there. So, if you want to post questions on Markaz Sahaba, 084-786-3132. If you want to become a member of Darul Iman, then 084-786-3130. 084-786-3130. You just put your name, you say which city, town, province or country you are from, then your mobile, your cell number or your email or both, and then you will receive, you will be a member, and whatever is important we will send it out and so forth. So that's how you become a member. Alhamdulillah. So the both numbers you got there, Markaz Sahaba 084-786-3132 and Darul Iman 084-786-3130. Yeah, let us analyze the situation and use this as a case study. There's a husband, he's well to do it seems, he's paying for everything, and now the wife got her own business, her own shop, her own whatever. The question we will have to pose is, what need is there for the wife to do that? Every day she has to leave the house, she has to dress up properly, you know what, mascara and makeup and Allah alone knows what else, and then she has to go to the shop and so forth, because there's something the clients expect from her, and Allah alone knows how she will be dressing. And thereafter, you must remember, salat also might be compromised, missing salat sometime in the traffic and so forth, Allah forbid. Then the children also neglected, so many, many issues. So for her to go and open shop in the center of town or wherever, that itself is not permissible. That's one issue. Second issue, the breadwinner in Islam, you must remember, is the husband. So he must pay for everything, whether it's the school, whether it's madrasa, whether it's rental, whether water lights, whatever, food. So all that is upon the father, upon the husband. You, the wife, you want to do something. So today the world is going in that direction. So online, so why you don't run your business from your house? So you must remember that. And then the luxuries you want and so forth, from your money you buy it and so forth. You don't impose that upon your husband, because those luxuries is not compulsory your husband must give you. Every month you want a new pair of shoes. Every second month you want new dress and you want new dust, and you want every year the curtains, carpets must be changed. That is not compulsory upon the husband. So you run your business from your home, online business, provided the merchandise is permissible. Your husband is happy about about that and for you. You don't have to spend on your husband. You don't have to spend on your children. But for yourself, you must remember, for your so-called luxuries and your, you know, lifestyle. So from that money, then you spend on yourself. So that's an easy compromise you can reach. Both parties must agree, and that will be acceptable.
Good morning. I was told to listen to this program by my friend. Is this program for everybody or for Muslims only? I would like to interact, but not sure if you guys will allow. Agnes, Ustad.
Agnes, my sister, remember all our programs are for all humanity, Muslim, non-Muslim, people who are atheists, whatever religion, we have no problem. And you must remember that early part of the morning also, 5:15 to 5:45 also, that we are on air, so you can listen then also. So many programs we have, Monday nights we have 8 to 10, Sundays 2 to 4, so you can interact, there's no problem. And if you want to interact now, there's 1 minute left. Quickly, you can send a WhatsApp message 084-786-3132. And otherwise, sister, do this, that because now the time is very limited. Tomorrow, at the same time, between 11 and 12, this program is called Bliss of Marriage, and it is between 11 to 12 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So tomorrow, whatever question you have, you send it through via WhatsApp, and in that way, we will respond to you. Our message is global, international, Islam for all and all for Islam.
I see the sister in Boxburg, Ustad. She wants to know, how can we see you people's pictures? Is it on the YouTube or on the internet? We want to know who's working for Marka Sahaba. You people's pictures, Ustad. My picture, your picture, and the rest of the team, Ustad.
So remember that we don't approve of this. I'm old and cold and finished now. You'll be very disappointed when you see us. So don't worry. You can imagine everything. So that's the best there. When you have too many pictures, all these things here, it go viral, yeah, there, does that. You heard what the lady said just now. She's making dua for me like this and all. So a lot of things happen then. So therefore, we don't approve of these things here. So you just listen to us. It's safer like this for us and for you, inshallah. Okay, let me give you the rundown. It's just 1 minute left for the program. So 12 o'clock, inshallah, will be the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. And then the hadith lesson, the statement, sayings, advices of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Maulana Zahid Khan. Thereafter, that will be till 12:30. Then 12:30 to 1, Maulana Harun of Ispingo Beach, rahimahullah, the principles of a true believer. And then the 1 o'clock will be Adhan. Then 1:05 to 1:30, the tafsir of Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 31 to 44. Then 1:30 to 2, from the archives, tafsir Surah An'am, the chapter 6, verses 63 to 69. Then 2 to 3, Brother Alameen Templeton, inshallah al-Aziz, he is back, mashallah, and he will do it live, inshallah. He will speak about the current politics and so forth. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of the Q&A of this morning, which we had with Maulana Arafat. Then 3:40 or so till 5:30, Brother Alameen Templeton with economic news and views. 5:30 to 7, inshallah, will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub from the Durban studio. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of today's tafsir and commentary of the Quran. 7:30 to 8 will be, inshallah, the advices of Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah. 8 to 10, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, the month after dinner, mashallah, they discuss with Maulana Salim Kareem, they discuss about the cars, they discuss about travel with Brother Badacha. So, mashallah, very interesting program. And then 10 to 11, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki. So, wonderful lineup. Make dua for us and the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, السفينة إلى الجنة. Up next, Haji Yusuf Ali with the 12 o'clock news.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.